Oh, that's better. That's better. That's better. Good. God bless you. Glad to see y'all here today on this Lord's Day. And looks like the Lord has safely brought us through another week. Amen. Let's go to John. The first chapter. In John, the first chapter, I'm going to begin reading in verse number, let's start at verse number 10, talking about Jesus our Christ. And in John 1, verse 10, it says, "He came into the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him and did not know him. He came to that which belonged to him, to his own, his domain, creation, things, and his world. And they who were his own did not receive him and did not welcome him. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, the power, the privilege, the right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, who owe their birth neither to bloods nor to the will of the flesh, that of physical impulse, nor to the will of man, that of a natural father, but to God. They are born of God." God's word for God's people. This is an important scripture to remember, especially in these days. And the reason why I say that is because this scripture lets you know that only those who believe in and rely on Christ are children of God. There is a misnomer that everyone is a child of God. The Bible clearly tells you only those who believe, only those who rely on Jesus are children of God. And so we want you to recognize that that is a privilege and it is an honor that God does not bestow on everyone. But you are one he has chosen to bestow that on. Mm-hmm. And so your belief, your faith, which Jesus is the author of, and your trust, all of that comes from God, and it's because God is letting you know that you are his child. Amen. Amen. Take a moment now to thank God for including you in his family. He didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad he did do it. On the night that our Savior was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, and he blessed it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Let us eat together." In like manner, he took the cup, blessed the cup, and said, "This is the blood of the New Testament." As often as we do this, beloved, we show his death, his burial, his resurrection, and anticipate his return until he comes again. Let us drink together. Amen. Ushers, you can let those in if anybody is in the vestibule. Oh, y'all, come on. Y'all can praise God better than that. Come on, for what he's done. Amen. And while the saints are coming in, if you haven't had an opportunity, speak to the people that are around you. Let them know you're glad to see them. Amen. With so many things going on in the world and even in our city, we cannot take being allowed to be here for granted. And so we're going to get ready for altar prayer. I'm going to ask Deacon Frank if he will come and lead us to the throne. While our saints are getting seated, we're going to wait a minute and let our saints get seated. And after they're seated, we would like to invite anyone who'd like to come up to the altar and to have prayer. All right, thank you. You may come up at this time. Deacon Grant.
As the pastor was making his remarks, I was just reflecting on the presence of God. And I was just thinking about when in my life did I not realize that the presence of God was with me? And sometimes we oftentimes fall short of, but his word says he's an ever-present help. When I was dealing with different emotions, when emotions were on all-time high, all-time low, God is in the midst of. God is still God. So as we come forth with, first of all, just realizing that God is an ever-present health, we're thankful, Heavenly Master, that your word tells us, your word assures us, your word demonstrates to us day after day that you walk with us, that you are that still, quiet, soft voice. We thank you, Father, that when we are confused, you regulate our mind. So we praise you and we thank you, dear Lord. Dear Lord, your protection exceeds anything that's unfathomable to us. When we wake up this morning, dear Lord, we just oftentimes take it for granted that we can step out of bed and put one foot in front of another. There are many, dear Lord, among us that we know that are unable to do so. So, dear Lord, we just ask your forgiveness to forgive us when we take things for granted, dear Lord. We bless your holy name, dear Lord. We thank you for choosing us when you did not have to. Through no righteousness of our own, but showing your grace, your mercy, your compassion, and your glory, dear Lord, that you have chosen, as unworthy as we are, to be called your children. Lord, we thank you for being able to come out to this house of worship. We thank you for the teaching, the sharing of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. We thank you, Heavenly Master, that you continue to be with us, dear Lord, even when we don't know that you are. Lord, we pray that you would continue to take us up a little bit higher. Open up our minds and heart to receive that which you would have us to know and understand. Strengthen us on every hand, dear Lord, and keep us humble enough to always give you praise, honor, and glory that only you deserve. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Instead of complaining, I dare you to praise him.
Yeah, let's take it up, y'all.
I don't care who's looking at me. Instead of complaining, I dare you to praise him.
Instead of complaining, I dare you to praise him.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I want to thank EMC. And no, they got a new name, YRJ. That means yet running for Jesus. For working with a brother. It's been 30 years. So thank y'all so much. Thank you, Brother Terry. Thank you, Deacon Walker. Pretty soon we're going to get these other musicians in here and y'all going to hear something. Amen. Oh, you're welcome. So I want to, first of all, I don't care who got anything to say about it. I wouldn't have had the courage to get on that piano after all these years if it wasn't for my wife and daughters. She had to ride with me this morning in case I got too nervous and ran off the road. But also, my babies have been just continually encouraging me, and I want to thank my babies for doing that. All right, let's go to 1 Timothy. The 4th chapter, and then I'm coming back to John chapter 15. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and then John chapter 15. All right, y'all there? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Say, Deacon Killian, I know I told you some instrumental music, but now let's go back to some gospel music. In the background. Yeah, just gone. Yeah, because I. Look here, it ain't their fault. I said, let's try out the instrumental music, but I'm feeling like I'm in a funeral parlor now. So we tried that out. That didn't work, so we're going to move on. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, everybody. Verse number 1, but the Holy Spirit distinctly and expressly declares that in latter times, pay attention, y'all, some will turn away from the faith, giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits and doctrines that demons teach. Let me read that again. The Holy Spirit distinctly and expressly declares that in latter times, some will turn away from the faith. Now listen why. They're giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits. I didn't go any further. Spirits that are talking to them, that are teaching them, that are putting their belief system in them. Now, let me bring all of this back around. If you remember when we were dealing, that's why we have the Tuesday night class. Remember we were dealing with the fact that thank you, Deacon Killian, we were dealing with the fact that you have all of these demonic spirits at different levels. And the power that they have, remember, when we went back to 1 Kings 22, one spirit from God influenced 400 men. Just one. Y'all remember that? Just one. Just one. And he got into the mouths of the prophets and made them say what he wanted them to say. I want y'all to think about that kind of power. Now do you understand why angels have to guard us 24/7? Now do you understand why Psalm 91 said he will give his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways? Many of us have no idea what we're up against. This isn't about the Republicans. This isn't about President Trump. These are seducing spirit. Only a spirit could perform what happened on January 6th. And then you came back and talked to these individuals, and many of them said, I saw the interviews, many of them said, I don't know what took over me. That's why the Bible says, love your enemy. The person ain't the issue. What did 1 Corinthians 10 tell us? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. No, that's Ephesians. We wrestle not against Ephesians 6. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. They are real. They are real. And if God could open your spiritual eyes, you'd faint. Yes, you would. Why I say that? If you knew what was trying to attack you during the day, if you knew what was trying to get to you in your sleep, is anybody listening to me? We talk about how strong we are. We talk about how resilient we are. All this kind of stuff. How you can't influence one person. Hello, y'all listening to me? You can't influence one person. And if you be honest with you, sometimes you can't even influence yourself. And you dealing with spirits that can control 400 people at one time? Y'all remember that passage? In that passage, for those who are not familiar, God was going to kill Ahab. He said, who, 1 Kings 22, who is going to go down and seduce Ahab to go into the battle so I can kill him? What's in there? And remember, what did the Bible tell us? One spirit stepped forward to the Lord and said one thing. Another spirit stepped forth to the Lord and said one thing. So they were going back and forth. Y'all remember we were talking about the heavenly council, going back and forth. And remember what happened after that. Then one spirit came and said, I'll go. And I will be a lying spirit in the mouths of all his prophets. And what did God say? Go do it. Now you're trying to wonder why so many people claim to be Christians, but they're calling right wrong. why they can lie and support somebody who sexually assaults a woman. This is a spiritual stronghold. And that's why you need to know the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. You have no idea what prayer can do. Because when you pray, you're fighting in the spiritual. When you ask God to put a hedge around your children when they leave, oh, you fighting in the spiritual when you ask God, because three of you are agreeing, you, the angel, and the Lord. And the Bible says where two agree, I'll be there in the midst. Are y'all just listening to me? So that's why you don't pray to make things happen. You pray to get the string of agreement going. Okay. Go to the next verse. Look how, and you see that last part of verse number one, and doctrines that what?
Demons.
Doctrines that what?
Demons.
All this unbiblical stuff. All this stuff, running the church by your creed instead of running it by the word. God, keep this in mind, God is never going to go against his word. You have to discern, am I listening to something from the Lord, or am I listening to something demons are teaching? Keep going. Through hypocrisy, look at this, hypocrisy and pretensions of what? Liars. Whose consciences are what? Seared, cauterized. Y'all know what that means? They ain't got none. Y'all listen to this. They don't have a conscience. They don't have a conscience. It's gone. You and we try to appeal to their human nature. That's gone. Bible told you that's gone. That's gone. How can you on one, now I ain't talking about no party, I'm just talking about an idea. How can you support pro-life and pro-gun? Is anybody, am I the only one in here? Ain't nobody talking to me. How can you support bump stops on guns, but then you want to say that these lives are precious? If they grow up, they gonna get killed by the bump stop. The thing is, you see what I'm saying? But the thing is, you gotta pay attention to, it ain't all children that we trying to protect. Doctrines that demons teach. Doctrines that demons teach. Keep going. Verse number, let's go. You know, that's all I wanted to say about that one right there. Did y'all hear what I say? Their consciences are seared. Yeah. Have you ever talked to somebody and you just talking to them, you making common sense? I mean, you just talking, man, that don't even make sense. That don't make common sense. Come on, bro, that don't even make common sense. And look like they still on Mars. Am I talking to anybody? Now, I ain't talking about nobody. I said, am I talking to anybody?
You see what I'm saying? They still on Mars. And you're talking about, man, you're talking about, and there's no mercy. There's no mercy for immigrants by immigrants. I don't believe nobody listening to what I'm saying. Ain't no mercy for immigrants by immigrants. But we can send planes. I ain't talking politics. I'm talking truth. I ain't talking politics. I'm talking what you just read. This is why the Lord said, be wise as serpents, but be harmless as doves. Why? Because the Lord said, vengeance. Y'all go to John 15. So what should y'all do? What should we do in these terrible times?
How you doing, sweetheart? You doing good?
What should we do in these terrible times? What should we be praying? Lord, strike them all down. Can't do that. Can't do that. Can't do that. I'm serious. You can't do that. Can't do that. Can't do that. Can't. I know you want to, but you can't. You can't. You can't. Because what did we learn last week? No, this was the second sermon. What did the Lord tell us last week? All of these things must happen. All of these things must happen. They got to happen, Simon. Where I told y'all to go? Okay, 15:1. What should we do? Well, first of all, let's look at this. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the what? Okay, now pay attention to that. The Father is the gardener. The plant doesn't plant itself. The gardener is the one who plants the seed. You never saw a seed walking around and then digging in. The gardener plants the seed. I want to say this right here. Some of you may be right now in some tenuous situations or difficult situations or unpleasant situations. What I love about that song, The Rose, by Bette Midler, is that she said, even through all of the snow, the rose blossomed. What am I trying to tell you? The gardener is in charge. You just bloom where you planted. Just bloom where you planted. Y'all hear me? Bloom where you planted. God is the steps of a good man are ordered what? By the Lord. But you don't want to meet the Lord and there's a gap in your fruit production because when you were here, you decided, I don't like where I am. I'm going to wait till I get somewhere else. Not knowing that the blessing was where you were. Keep going. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit. Everybody with me? Yes. To make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word. Y'all missed it. You are cleansed and pruned already because of what? The word which I have given you. The teachings I have discussed with you. The word are the shears. Are y'all here with me? The word are the shears that cuts away the stuff that should not be there. That's why the more you stay into the word, let me ask y'all something. Have y'all ever read something in the scripture and it hurt? Yeah, they say all the time, I better look out here. Look at, y'all ever read something in scripture and it just hurt and it was so convicting? Shears. 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 God didn't have to bring it to your attention. He didn't bring it to your attention for you to do something about it. He brought it to your attention to show you what he's cutting off now. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So keep reading. And it says, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. I'm at verse 4. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding and being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Do not get it twisted. Do not get it twisted. I'm the vine. You are the branches. Look what he says. Whoever lives, what's that word?
Live.
Live. Does it say vacations?
No.
Does it say visits?
No.
It said whoever what? Lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do what? Nothing. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are. I don't have to elaborate on that, do I? Hello? If you stand in the word will continue to produce through you. What do you do if you have a plant in your home? And yeah, you water it, you're right. You water your plant. But what do you do? In fact, the water is the word. Yeah, goodbye. Good, praise the Lord. Look here. But the thing is, when you water the plant, but when you have a leaf that looks like it's dying, what you do? You don't ever want to look like you dying on the vine. What's Simon say? What do you say? Oh, shear. Oh, okay. I thought he was saying cheer me or something. I know what Simon said. You're right, shearing. But the thing is, because what happens? If you ain't producing like you're supposed to be producing, especially based on where I put you, why have I need for you? People don't understand. When you don't follow your calling and give it everything you got, you walking on dangerous territory. That's why we reading this. You walking in dangerous territory. You better hope you ain't been cut off and just don't know it. I'm sorry, DJ. I ain't mean to say that. Yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking to D. I'm just talking to DJ. I'm glad to see him. But the thing is, look here, y'all. This is the thing about it. That is why. Now, I'm a man with a lot of. I got a lot of faults. I got a bunch. I got a bunch. But I tell you what. Where she at? Where she go? Nita. Yeah. Nita, where she go? Oh, she back there somewhere? Oh, okay. All right. When I came to the piano, there she is. Here she come. Hey, just when I came to the piano, what did you ask me? You said, Pastor, are you ever going to get a break? Didn't you ask me that? I didn't answer. You know why? In my mind, I got to give everything I got. Because this might be my last Sunday. And if it is, I don't want to come up wanting. Y'all see what I'm saying? I didn't want to give you. Yeah, I ain't going to go through the whole thing, but the whole thing, it was overwhelming at first. I said, well, wait a minute, I got to preach, I got to do this, I got to do this. But then the Lord said, to whom much is given. So that's why I told the choir today, I said, when we start playing, y'all keep singing. If I faint, don't pay me no attention. Y'all just keep on singing. But the thing is, bloom where you planted. Use what you got, because you don't know when your number is going to be up. And you don't want to hear the Lord saying, when you say, well, Lord, I did this for you, I did this. You don't want to hear the Lord saying, no, back up. I don't know you. Let me show y'all the secret to being in the vine. When the Lord says produce the fruit, when he talks about producing the fruit, when the Lord talks about producing the fruit, the secret is God's the one that's got to produce it. Are y'all with me? If you ain't producing the fruit, you may have been called, but you may not have been. Judas had fruit. And Judas was called, but Judas was not. Don't know how long you got. Don't know what life is going to bring you tomorrow. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. All you got is today. Now let me leave you with this thought. Verse 8. When you bear and produce much fruit, my Father is honored and what? Glorified. And look, you show and prove yourselves. Y'all reading this? To be true followers of mine. When you produce much fruit. Now, this is where I'm going, y'all. Keep reading. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, if you continue to obey my instructions, you will abide in my love and live on in it, just as I have obeyed my
Father's commandments and what? Live on in his love. I'm ending right there because this is what I want you to do. While the world is turning and while stuff is crazy, be aware, but don't get distracted. Be aware, but do not get distracted. I have a biblical prayer to give you to pray during these times. Ask the Lord to help you bear much fruit. Ask the Lord to help you bear much fruit. That's how the Father is glorified. He ain't glorified in speaking in tongues. He ain't glorified in wearing dresses all the way down to the floor. He is not glorified by you having crosses all in your car. He is not glorified by you having scriptures in your cubicle. He is glorified when you bear much fruit. Ask God. Because see, the rest of this stuff, as my father says, all of that's God's business. But you ask God to help you bear much fruit to his glory and concentrate on that and watch what God will do. Okay, amen. As well. Bow your heads, God, there may be someone here who has not accepted you as Lord and Savior. We ask that you would please draw those to you whom you have chosen to be with you, and that you would please bring fruit forth through us so that you are glorified and so that the world will know whose children we truly are. In a world of darkness, and in a world of seducing spirits and demonic doctrines, help us hold up the light of truth and let that light so shine that others will see and give you all of the glory. There might be someone here who has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just accept him and say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins. I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, Lord, fill me with your spirit. And please, don't let the sap stop running. Please, produce fruit in me and through me. If anyone wants to join this congregation, then there are actually in front of you, there are cards. Feel free to take one, fill out the front and the back, put it in the vestibule on your way out. There's a box out there waiting, and members of the membership intake team will be so excited and happy to get in touch with you, and we would love to welcome you into this body of believers with the love of Jesus the Christ. Now, unto the King, eternal, immortal, and invisible, to the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory, all majesty, all dominion, and all power, not only now, but through the eternities of the eternities. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Let every heart say amen. God bless you. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.